Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Arcata Fire Protection District responded to the 1100 block of Silverado Avenue in McKinleyville today after a report of a residential structure fire. Firefighters arrived on scene and located a small fire inside of one of the bedrooms of the residence. They entered and quickly contained the fire. Fire personnel spoke with the homeowner, who said that she lit a candle next to her bed, left the room, and fell asleep on the sofa. She woke up to the sound of her smoke alarm and discovered the fire burning on the mattress and spreading up the walls. She and her daughter attempted to extinguish the fire, but they were unsuccessful and fled the house. The homeowner and her daughter sustained minor injuries, and the damage to the property is estimated to be $14,936. Green Diamond Resource Company gave its $40,000 Chairman's Award to St. Joseph's Hospital to help finance its cancer care campaign. The Cancer Care Campaign is a fundraising effort to purchase two new linear accelerators for the hospital. The goal of the campaign is to raise $2 million. The City of Fortuna is working on a plan to implement a bike and pedestrian trail for recreation and transportation purposes. The proposed trail will be named the John Campbell Memorial Greenway. City Manager Regan Candelario describes the location of the trail.
It's an area basically from the River Lodge, right near the Eel River there, all the way up to, ultimately, would be to the headwaters. Within our city right now, the focus area is between, say, the River Lodge and Newburgh Park, so from, you know, one end of town to the other.
Candelario went on to explain the funding source of the project and the steps the city is taking to implement it.
What we were successful at doing as a city is applying for a grant from the state to do some planning to create a master plan for this potential bike trail. And so that's what we're in the midst of right now, is we've just completed a great design fair, a week-long activities schedule of planners and engineers and Caltrans representatives and county representatives.
The project's consulting team will submit a master plan to the Planning Commission for approval and a recommendation for the City Council to approve it. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro has highlighted California's version of the Federal Affordable Care Act and urges constituents to log onto the Covered California website to sign up for health care. With the implementation of the ACA in January of 2014, most Californians will need to sign up for health care, and Covered California is up and running and is aimed primarily at residents who currently don't have health care insurance. California was the first state to enact legislation regarding the ACA, and anyone who wishes can sign up for an offered plan. You can get more information at coveredca.com. Congressman Jared Huffman announced he has joined more than 70 other representatives in bringing forth a bipartisan bill aimed at reforming the nation's national security laws that were passed with the Patriot Act. The bill, known as the USA Freedom Act, would end the dragnet collection of Americans' phone records and ensure that other national security authorities cannot be used to justify similar collections of data. The bill includes privacy and oversight protections and provides for the creation of a special advocates group to focus on the privacy and civil rights of citizens before the secret FISA courts. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today is Halloween, and lots of folks, especially children, will be out on the streets, meaning that traffic safety is a top priority. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, from 2007 to 2011, 52% of all fatalities that occurred on Halloween night involved a drunk driver. The Avoid the Seven Humboldt County DUI Task Force will be utilizing extra patrols this Halloween to crack down on impaired driving. The task force advises you to always designate a sober driver, and if you see a drunk driver, call 911. Oregon State Police have issued an alert in the search for the driver of a Toyota pickup truck suspected of running down and killing two men along Highway 199 in Josephine County, Oregon, early Wednesday morning. The alert has been sent to all law enforcement agencies in the region, including Northern California, and authorities are searching for a tan or light beige 1980s-era Toyota pickup truck with a camper shell and damage to the front end. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. And the sheriff's office is investigating a suspicious fire that destroyed a Volkswagen parked in the 3500 block of Eel River Drive in Lolita on Tuesday night. Anyone with information about the fire, the vehicle, or the vehicle owner is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.